Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467369.
Yo, what's good? It's Black Trey, and I got a show called Growing Up the Same with Jason Madison, where we talk to guests about their childhood memories that I'm sure everyone can relate to. You even get some life advice at the end. Our show has featured guests like Dom Kennedy, J.J. Redick, Baron Davis, Brian Koppelman, Bomani Jones, Mina Kimes, and many more. Be sure to check us out on the Black Opinions Matter feed under the Count the Dings Network. Oh yeah, and don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe, rate, and review.
And also subscribe, rate, and review to the separate Growing Up the Same feed.
Yo, it really was all jerk for it. I been had the show rundown done. He was like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm about to go get this hairline surgery, you know, and, and I'm like, hell, I said, like, nigga, we got work to do. Nigga, we got to go keep killing the fucking competition, man. Like, Jerry, what's up, man?
So it was really all Mari's fault, though, yo, because, you know, he hit me with the rundown. I responded. We picked the day. But then, you know, I had to get one with a party and get ready for this wedding and stuff. So, you know, I hollered at him and I said, yo, let's do it on Saturday. You know what I mean? He said, bet, I'm going to hit you tomorrow and let you know my schedule on Saturday. So I said, cool. Well, Saturday comes and I don't even hear from the boy yet, right? So it's probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and my man decides to hit me and say, yo, I'm free all day. Let's do the pod. And I'm like, do the pod? I'm already on the move. You ain't even hit me on Friday like you said you was. So, you know, we can do it when we get back, when I get back from making these moves. So then I get back from making these moves. And it was a tornado type thunderstorm, craziest. It was like the world was ending. And I was like, damn, they really don't want us to do the pod, yo.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all ever saw Hurricane Heist, but I think it was something like that. Like it was a storm similar to that. Shit got ugly out there.
Yeah, man. The crib wasn't pod presentable at the time. Yo, it was all types of stuff going on, man. So, but you know, that's our bad. It's all love. Y'all know, you know, what we're going to do for y'all today is just make this joint extra spicy, extra fire for y'all. But y'all don't even realize it even happened last time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Mari and I, what we're going to do is we'll make a promise to y'all that, you know, we'll get better at communicating.
yeah.
And when we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it.
Look, and then you got to understand too, man. Listen, like we both dads, we both out here on the move and all that. And I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure that I got high that night, Thursday. I'm sure I did. And mm-hmm. I slept good. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, the next day, you know, between work and, you know how this shit go. Man, I ain't got to explain this to y'all, man. If y'all listen to the show, y'all know what's up. But let me give y'all a proper introduction. It's the motherfucking Rap Names Podcast. We back again. If you're listening to this, on the day that it dropped, it is Sunday, which means that we are one day closer to the fucking main event of all main events, and we're gonna get into that later in the show. You know the voice, you know the headline is Mari. Follow Bomb Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, BOMM Podcast. And for those who may have missed the news, I am now over at Slick Sports as well. In addition to also, you know what I'm saying? I'm not leaving Bomb or nothing like that. You know, shout out to BD, shout out to the whole team and all that. You know, go ahead and follow that, man. The Point Guard Pod. Check out those episodes. I believe they drop every Wednesday. The most recent one that dropped, if you're listening to this on Sunday, the most recent one to drop is part one, Ray for Austin, aka Skip to My Loop. Go ahead and check that out, man. Jerv, what's good, my boy?
Hey, man. You know, I'm back out here again. For those that follow me on the gram, at John Gervais, y'all would have saw the highlights of me becoming one with the party again at a wedding. Yeah,
that's a good way to put
it. Just to let y'all know, man, you know, slide in them DMs, bro. Let me know. I'm a wedding guest for hire, bro. Like I'll come to the party, you know, and I'll turn up, dog. Wedding guest for hire.
I don't know if you ever saw the Kevin Hart movie, The Wedding Ringer. If you never saw that movie, please watch it. Because that movie is hilarious, bro. That movie is really hilarious. And, like, that's 100%, like, that's the premise of the movie where it's, like, he went to a wedding one time and, you know, he gave, like, this speech about how he grew up with the dude, you know, because the dude didn't really have, like, no close homies and none of that. And, you know, the wedding went crazy. So he started a whole business off of that shit. And he was like, look, if you need somebody to come in and play the wingman at your wedding, I got you. Make the wedding lit. I'm coming to the party before that, all that. You know what I mean? So go ahead and check that movie out, because that's what Jerv is on right now, man. He's been doing his thing, this motherfucking wedding.
Yes, sir.
As usual, you know, we start off every week with our music rotation. I got to kick it off, man. I've been listening to a lot of Ransom lately, and I've been listening to Ransom for years, first and foremost, you know, since the 18 days, you know, since Desert Storm, when he was, you know, rhyming with Hitchcock and Stack Bundles, Paul Kane, Fab. You know what I mean? Like all that whole roster back then. But he's gotten even better
he's always been nice, but he's gotten even better because I think he got more precise and more locked in with his with just his writing. He has a whole series out. It's like one of them is called Director's Cut, Scene 3. The other one is called Deleted Scenes. Let me pull up this other one real quick, get out of the title real quick. Seven is another one. That's S-E, the number seven, and then E-N. Director's Cut, Scene 2 is another one. Like, it's just an ill series where he's rhyming, like, he's taking all these movie titles, like, mostly, like, dark movie titles and just rhyming off of that. And it's just some fucking God-level rapping going on this shit, man. So it was that. The conversation that me and Jerv had earlier made me go listen to There's No Competition 2. I listened to that tape, forgot how fire that tape was. Like, man, that whole mixtape just, it's something about mixtapes, just do it for me, man. But Ransom is what I'm on lately. I've just been running through a lot of Ransom from over the last couple of years. And, man, shout out to Ransom, dog. That's, man, he's fucking amazing, bro. Like, legit amazing.
So for me, I've been kind of not all over the place, but I was listening to the Pusha T's Fair God mixtape, not the LP, the mixtape one. You know, because I kept listening to it on Apple Music, and I was like, "Yo, this does." I mean, it rolled, but I was like, "Yo, why do I feel like I'm not listening to what I was listening to?" And I was like, "Oh wait, this isn't the mixtape." So I was kind of running that back. Shout out to Styles and I've been going through Styles catalog a little bit because you know, Ghosting kind of, you know, made me want to go back and appreciate this second chapter of dude's career that's honestly and truthfully is one of the best second acts I've seen from that generation, if not the best, to be honest with
Jim Jones. It's a short list.
Yeah. You know, and it's no shot at Jimmy or anything like that. But like, I'll say that, like, you know, Jim Jones definitely has some projects, but like Styles' second act to me is just better. Cause it's longer. You know what I mean? Like ever since like Styles' solo career is just, He hasn't missed on a solo project. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying they classics or anything like that. They're just good, solid projects. And if you fool with it's Styles, consistent. You fool. Yeah, he's very consistent. So I was listening to that. And then, you know, definitely was listening to some old dude with the red hat, projects. Trying to convince myself to get ready. I think I might pass on that though.
You sure?
I mean, because,
it is okay. I'm gonna say this, right? He's one of those guys who I go back and I listen to Graduation. I go back and listen to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Amazing.
Sometimes I'll go back and I'll just run through the catalog and I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, it's not too many people that can stand next to him and just put their catalog on the table.
Yeah.
And it's not too many.
I like rapping I like rapping dude, right? Like, yeah. I like when he rap. And don't get me wrong, Pablo had a couple tracks on that I like. Yeezus had a couple tracks on that I like. The little short John. Whatever that was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're talking about, yeah.
You know what I mean, yeah, like
I still listen to Kid See Ghost, dog. Like,
there's stuff on every album that I like, but it's just not my beautiful dark whatever twisted fantasy or whatever. Like, it's just not that. You know what I mean? Which probably might be his best project. You know, so I know some people consider that his best project or whatever. But yeah, so
it's up there for me.
I mean, he's got a lot of good projects, dude. Like, he wasn't missing early on. Like, he was consistent, man. And then things just changed. But you know, so you know, listen to all that. You know, that's kind of what I've been on.
I think I'm gonna check it out, man. I think that's where I'm at on the new Ye shit, Donda, which is actually scheduled to be released 2 days before you guys get this pod. If you're getting it on, you know, today is the 21st. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 21st. I think the album is supposed to drop on the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah, it's supposed to drop the 23rd.
Yeah, we'll already have listened to the album or not. If Jerv doesn't listen to the album, I think I'm going to check it out. I think that's where I'm at with it right now. Yeah, I saw Pusha talk, you know, doing some promo on it, of course, as he's, you know, as he should, as he's supposed to. And I just got hyped for it, man. You know, I guess it's just one of those things where it's like a certain artist who are gonna drop, and I'm just gonna listen to it. Like I'm gonna have to listen to it, man. I have to. But let's talk about another new release, newish release, Space Jam 2, right? It's the LeBron version. It's the Toon Squad versus the Goon Squad. Full disclosure, I have not seen the movie yet. I'm not like boycotting it. I'm not like not watching it on purpose. I don't want anybody to think that. I did see some clips early on that kind of where I was like, what's up with this? Like I saw like the battle rap, you know, scene. It was like Porky the Pig and he was like rhyming something. And I was like, okay, like interesting. My kids haven't necessarily hinted at like being hyped to watch it, but I decided that I'm going to try to watch it with them. I'm gonna just put the movie on and I'm, you know, see if it grabs their attention and see how they like it. So I'm going to watch it. I just haven't watched it yet. But what I have seen is a lot of takes from a lot of people who I think are kind of wilding out. Like I seen people on there talk about LeBron's acting in the movie and it's like, dog, please, please, please do me a favor, dog. Shut the fuck up, bro. It's a kid movie first and foremost, bro. You wanted Denzel to play in this shit or Tom Hardy or Leo DiCaprio or something? Like it's LeBron James, bro. He's just a goofy guy for the most part. Like he started his career off dancing on the sideline with his teammates and the handshakes and the, you know, he's an animated guy. It's a Looney Tunes movie, bro. Like what do you expect? It's for the kids. Like, you know, all of us that are from the era when like the first Space Jam dropped, you know, I'm 33, right? So I was a kid, little kid when Space Jam dropped, and I wish I could see Jerry's face when I say my age all the time. But but I was a kid when the first Space Jam dropped, you know, and I watched Space Jam as an adult, and I still enjoy it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking at the shit like, oh man, this nigga like Marlon Brando or something. Or he, you know, it's whatever. But you know, so what are your thoughts on that? On like the, if you've seen it, if you've seen like the talk surrounding it, I mean, because I don't think either one of us has watched the movie.
No, I haven't watched the movie yet. I thought about watching it with Haven, trying to see, you know, see if she can get through a little bit of it. And then I realized that, yo, Bugs Bunny and all them, like, they not really relevant right now. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to kill Bugs and nothing like that, but like, it ain't like when the first Space Jam came out, when there was like a real competition between Bugs and the crew and the Disney crew. You know what I mean? It's just not that competition anymore.
That's a fact.
So I thought about, you know, oh, I should introduce her to it. And then I'm like, man, she ain't gonna care about this. So then I tried to watch it, and a couple seconds into it, a couple minutes into it, I was just like, eh, I don't really want to watch this anymore. You know what I mean? So I don't really care about the conversation around it. People said it's trash. Some people said it's good. I realized when it come to Ball, like even I just realized that he can make a kid movie and there's literally about to be like a million people to just trash in the movie because dude's in it. I've never seen anything like it. You know what I mean? Mike, I mean, I wouldn't go into it thinking that he was a good actor. You know what I mean? That he's about to kill this role.
I mean, if you've watched him play basketball on a flop, you would kind of say he's a thespian in his own right. But
no, but I hear you. But it's a lot different when you acting with people that's actually there as opposed to acting with these animated characters that aren't there. It's just a whole other thing. So kind of cool. Don't really wanna check it out. I may check it out if like I go to somebody's crib and they got it on or something.
I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna gauge my kids' interest. You know, like if baby girl and my son are like into it, then, you know, I'll watch it with him. You know what I mean? I'm not like that. I'm not to the point where I'm just like, nah, this shit ain't, you know, it's whatever. But it's not for me. It's not made for me. You know, whether I like it or not, it's not, you know, it's whatever.
And that's crazy. It's legitimately made for an audience that doesn't really know who those characters are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. You know what? And until you just said that, you know, when you spoke about the relevancy of the characters, I never even thought about that until just now, because I think because it's been a staple in my life for so long.
We know who Bugs is.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. It just didn't register that, like, you know, they know,
you know who
they
Daffy know who they is and all right. Tasmanian. That we right. know these characters, but your daughter, your son,
our kids, like, have been, they're being introduced to them like through Happy Meal toys now. If you buy your kids
People's sons and daughters have no idea who these people are.
No clue.
Are.
And like, if they do, they don't know how much they mean, like, as far as in the culture.
I'll tell you this. If you got one of your kids a Happy Meal and it came with a toy, I promise you the reaction would be, "Daddy, who's this?" Like, bro, you know, listen, what I mean? Not on some I don't want it, but like, "Daddy, who's this?"
Now look, it literally not even on some "who's this" shit. They didn't even say nothing. They just got the toys and was just like, "All right, bet." Like, it's just a toy from McDonald's. Like, okay, cool. Yeah. This just
now, if you luck up and get LeBron, then you know.
Yeah, right. There's a conversation to be had, because like my baby girl, she started being like super interested in basketball when she saw how much like I was talking about, like, yeah, how much I fool with it, how much I watch it. And then like when Kobe Bryant passed and like the Kobe Bryant stuff I would talk about or whatever, just in passing, and like she would ask me about it, and then she got like more into it. So because I'm into it, she's into it. Now, if she saw that, I'm sure she would ask me, "Who is this?" She just assumed when she saw the Bugs toy, she probably was just like, "Oh, just a toy with a basketball in his ears." Like, cool, okay, no big deal. Yeah. But yeah, I do plan on watching it with my kids. It's, you know, but for the adults, that's like acting like, "Oh, it's LeBron, it's, I can't believe." Like, come on, man. You know that shit ain't that serious.
Shut up.
Squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When things break down around the house, you take care of it. However, when something's off in the bedroom, you just try not to think about it. Nothing. I was just tired. I'm just stressed a little bit. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? Take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. And if you do, you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, if you get started today, you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment.
On to something that is serious, motherfucking Styles P, man. That Ghosting album. Whew. Listen, I'm gonna let Jerry take the floor on this, man. Cause
I mean,
boy,
like I said in what I was listening to, Styles is one of my favorite artists ever. Unlike a lot of my older favorite artists, and when I mean older, I mean people that like I grew up on their music. Well, you know, their music came out at their peak was, or the height of their career, or their most famous part of their career is when, you know, I was in my, you know, my formidable years of listening to music and really having music impact me and things of that nature. Styles has been doing it ever since. And dude doesn't miss, man. And he doesn't miss again. He didn't miss again on this one. I saw it got some mixed reviews, and I realized, yo, Styles just ain't for you then. You know what I mean? Like, there's, yeah, and that's fine. Everything's not for everybody, but, hey man, listen, I think this album is dope. I don't think it's a classic or anything like that, but, you know, I think it's a very, very good project. I think the skits are fucking hilarious. Shout out to this real. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like that shit, shout out to It's The Real, man.
Like, and that, you know, that creativity to have them on it was is just hilarious in itself, because 5 years ago, 10 years ago, on Styles' album, you would have never thought they would have been on
Styles' album just because of the nature of the beast of what was coming out and the griminess. And it's still grimy. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
And the fact that they got a podcast together. They got a whole podcast together. Yeah. Y'all here doing that shit. That shit is insane. Like,
yeah. But yeah, like, them dudes hilarious. I really, really bang with, I think it's Scattered. Is that it? Scattered's the joint that my man tweeted. Every time he hears Scattered, he feel like he just want to throw a hoodie on and just go get some, like,
man,
throw some
listen, Black Air Force Ones on. You got dog. It. Black Air Force Ones, Black Tim's, something, dog. Like, that Scattered is insane, man. I think the first song that I like put on repeat when I heard it was Fade Away. And Fade Away, it's just hard. Like, it's just a smooth song. It's dope. And like Jerb said, you know, it's I'm not going to call it a classic or anything like that, but what it is another piece in the catalog for Styles and was continuing to be an excellent career, because I don't think a lot of people really take into consideration how tough it is to be a part of a group and have the group element with you and have a legendary group on a legendary label and be co-signed by Big, who's arguably the greatest. And then all of that, you know, goes on, and, you know, artists from that era don't usually have a long, you know, life in his game, you know, overall, you know. So with him doing that and then branching off and, you know, not necessarily like leaving the group, you know, the group is still the group. The Locks are still alive. We're going to talk about that later. But Styles' solo career, like Jerv said, man, this shit is, he really doesn't miss. If you listen to Styles, he's going to give you exactly what you want on each project. None of these projects sound alike necessarily, But it's Styles, like, you know what it is. He's at this point in his life, and this is what he's talking about. This is what he's into. This is what he's getting into. This is what he's trying to put you up on. This is just, you know, that's what it is. So, shout out to Styles. I love this album. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. I listened to it front to back a couple times, and, you know, each time I listened to it, I couldn't just jump in and start at like number 7 or start at number 5. Like, I had to listen to it top to bottom. Like, it's just a great album, man. You know, shout out to him. He fucking does it again. If anybody who hasn't checked this album out, please do yourself and do yourself a favor. Add this to your rotation. Like, man, he's going crazy on this shit, dog. Like, and he's one of the few dudes too who didn't like lose his style. Like, when it comes to just like his delivery, his presence, like, he's still him. He's still very much
He still sounds the same, but his topics are different, but he sounds the same.
Yeah, I went back and listened to A Gangsta and a Gentleman, which is one of my favorite albums ever, a classic. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Like, that album.
I love that album. That album's so fucking good, bro.
That album is insane. The skits, like, you again, the skits and everything.
And,
like,
and we came up, and this is the era of skits. So, like, for all y'all dudes, it's like, all y'all young cats that might be like, yo, why are y'all hyping on these skits?
Yeah,
that was the time. Skits was the shit back in the day, dog.
Absolutely. If I didn't look at your album and you had at least, like, you know, because the albums would be like 22 songs, but it'd be 4 skits. So you're really getting 18 joints, but 4 skits. One in the intro, maybe one like 6 songs in, maybe one like 11 songs in, and then one in the outro. You know what I'm saying?
And you get something like that. And you might get lucky, and one of the songs ends and has a skit attached to it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Though, I'm gonna tell y'all a quick story before we get to the, you know, the show of this shit, man. You know what I mean? When I first got the Blueprint, I was in middle school. Jerv, don't say nothing. Got the Blueprint, and I got it from a shorty who was selling it for her brother. You know what I mean? So it was like $5 if the album is already out, $10 if you want it before it drops. So, you know, I paid the 10, of course. So I'm listening to this shit and all that. And one time, for some reason, I think I might have been cleaning my room or doing something, but I let the album play. I let it play all the way through. Mama Loves Me goes off, a minute or something go by, and then I hear, for real, you know, it's like an exercise, you know, I had to remember. And I'm like, the fuck is this? And then I hear fucking Lyrical Exercise, and then I hear Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2 on this shit, like the remix. That shit blew my mind, bro. Like, the young kids today will never know the feeling of listening to a CD and discovering bonus tracks. Before you had a track listing, before the album was out and you had, you know, your solos on there.
It was nothing like when you would go to the last song on the album and hit whatever it was, like track 14.
You
would see one or two things. It would let you know that there's two more tracks on it, like if you just keep skipping,
or track 14 would just be like 15 minutes. Yeah. Dude, that meant there was extra songs on there.
Oh, that was like, man, that shit just got me so hyped just now, him saying that, dog. Like, I would never know, man. It was just a super ill time where, like, something like that would just, you know, I'm saying discovered this shit because, like, when I discovered this shit, I told my homeboy, I said, yo, dog, y'all niggas ain't hear this Jay shit? Like, you ain't hear this? And I'm acting like the OGs on my block, you know, and they like, what you talking about? And I'm like, dog, nah, come here. Listen to this shit. But you can't press down on the fast forward too much or the fast forward to the first song again. It'll start all over. So I had to learn how to put the finesse on the fast forward because I was trying to get through the song. I'm trying to, like, tell them, like, look, this is the song at the end. I played that shit for them, dog. Fuck the whole block up. Like, I felt like Biggs or Dame, one of them niggas. Like, nigga, look at this, into this Jay shit, nigga. Like, you ain't never heard this shit. I know you haven't. You know, I'm putting him up on this shit as a youngin. You know what I mean? But again, man, you know, obviously, August 3rd, which I will be covering. You know what I'm saying? Come through. Jerv, you want to come through if you free, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on the bomb. IG live. I'm going to be watching the verses live. I'm going to score it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to score the shit. You know, all 20 joints.
I'll hop on with you.
Dipset.
Score that joint with you.
Versus the Lox. When I saw the flyer for this shit being circulated, I was like, ain't no way. There's no way. It's no way. It's too perfect. Like, get the fuck out of here. There's no way this is real. But it's real. It's super real. Shout out to Pools. Pools hit me and was like, yo, this shit gonna be one of them. It's gonna be monumental. You know what I mean? And whew.
Yeah, bro.
Listen.
First and foremost, I'll tell you this. I will definitely hop on the live with you if I cannot find myself somehow, some way in the garden. That's one of them joints where I'm like, yo, I might have to whoop de whoop and whop de whop.
Listen, make myself. I'm gonna text you, bro. I'm gonna text you.
Yeah, we can talk.
Glad you said that. Yeah,
I can't miss that, yo. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is one of them joints where it's like, yo, this is like, you know how, what the fuck, what the battle was it? So this is one of them joints where, to me, it's like the Snoop DMX joint. Shout out to, you know, rest in peace to the legend.
Rest in peace, DMX, dude.
It's one of them joints where it's like.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Y'all talking to me, right? Like,
directly to me.
I have in my mind who I think will win. but I don't think anybody gets washed. I think this is legitimately who you favor is who won the battle, right? Yeah. Like 100%. I love, first of all, ain't nobody, I know Soulja and Bow Wow did they thing, right? they talk that talk, but ain't nothing like Capo and motherfucking Ghost.
Like, yeah, going back and forth,
like,
yeah.
Yo, like, yo.
This promo, you can't pay for this kind of promo, dog.
You can't pay for this kind of promo, bro. and I mean, y'all know me, man. Y'all know that this has me written all over it, bro. Like, this one of them Jones where it's like, I'm not doing nothing else that night, right? Like, yo, you trying to, nope.
Sorry.
Nope. I'm going to be watching this one live, sir. Adam, people, watching this one live. There's no way I'm not. And this is one of them Jones where, I'm still old school. I still be watching it on Instagram.
Yep.
On my phone, right?
That,
not this time, bro. This has whatever it is, Triller. This has Triller with the TV on, with the surround. This has that written all over it, sir. You will find me in my element. You will find me with snacks, beverages.
Yes. Yes,
you will find me,
nigga,
kicked
I'm
up and chilling.
I'm getting so fucking hyped thinking about this shit, dog. Yo, man, like, it's one of those things where it's like, you ever been so happy about some shit or so hype about some shit that you was calm and you was just like, nah, I'm chilling. But you was like, I'm ready to go crazy. Like, that's what it is with me with this
one of them Jones, brother. When you're working that day, you're looking at the clock like, what time is this day over? Because I got to get myself ready.
I got to do it. You know what I mean? So if you do work that day and you work a, you know, legit 9 to 5 and you getting off and all that, listen, I'm gonna tell you this: go get your drinks, your roll up, your snacks, everything the night before, because you don't want to be out there stuck in some traffic with a bunch of motherfuckers that's either on their way home to
sir.
Do some other shit, whatever. Or they on their way home to watch that shit like you. Go get that shit the night before, 2 days before, whatever. It's August 3rd. Put that on your calendar.
The bomb will be in the freezer from 9 a.m. until I sit down for the show, brother.
Go get your shit. Do some push-ups. Listen, all you need to do that day is be waiting on it to start. That's it. You don't need to be worrying about, damn, I didn't get enough, blah, blah, blah. Or, nah, man, I ain't. Nah. If you need anything on that day, you slacked off. It's on you, dog. Like, you got to get this shit, you know, together. So what I want to talk about is let's really get into who we're dealing with here. When you talk about Dipset and the Lox, right? You're talking about, obviously, you're talking about the Lox, right? The holy trinity of fucking rap. Like, that's just, that goes without saying. You know what I mean? Anybody who's anybody that listen to rap, you know about the Lox. One of our most long-standing groups, legendary acts that we have in hip-hop, still around today. And when you talk about their legacy is being stamped by Big, being at the forefront of the Bad Boy era and still being relevant today because they've all made great music together and separately. And for me, they have so many songs that people may have not even heard or forgot about that it's almost disrespectful to me when I see people saying like, oh, this gonna happen, that's gonna happen. And it's like, slow down because there's a way that you can pick a winner without being disrespectful to the other side. But I'm not seeing a lot of people give credit to the side that they think is gonna, you know, lose or whatever, right? Like if you think Dipset is gonna lose, there's a way to be respectful about that while bigging the locks up. You know what I'm saying? And on the other side of that, if you think Dipset is gonna take it, there's a way to articulate that without saying like the locks is just gonna get smoked or what. Like there's not gonna be a smoking. There's no such thing as a classic battle where somebody got smoked. I know that people like to do the hyperbole shit where it's like if you won, they say you got smoked, right? If your basketball team wins a game by 1 point, I don't think you're going to work the next day saying, yo, we smoked them last night. Like you probably just shouldn't do that.
I do got a homie that if he beats you by 3 and Madden, he'll tell everybody he kicked your ass.
Now that is cool for trash talk purposes. Like, oh yeah, I burnt him, smoked him. You know what I'm saying? Like that's cool. And I've done that with certain people because it's like if we talk a certain amount of trash heading up to that matchup, if I beat you by 1 point, I'm going crazy. Like, I beat you by 30 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
if I beat you by one, if I beat you by a dub and 2K, I wax you, dog. You're trash, exactly,
so it's up to you depending on how you want to express that. But I'll say this. Like I said, the Locks legacy is that. It's consistency, it's longevity, it's being legendary, it's being stamped by arguably the GOAT, being on one of the greatest of all time, you know, labels. And still being around today. Dipset's legacy is they literally changed the culture during a time where it was like juggernauts was out, bro. Like, you know, their run from early 2000s, bro, like this shit was legend. They had people in every part of America trying to dress like them. Over in other countries trying to wear bandanas and the jeans with the Timbs and this, that, and the third, like the jerseys. Like they really set the precedent for like how you dress, how you move, you know, like for certain areas. And the music, like shout out to the Heatmakers. I don't think the Heatmakers get enough credit when you talk about like all-time producers, but they were the soundtrack to that era. And for me, Dipset is my favorite group ever, obviously. That should come as no surprise to anybody. Their music changed my fucking life, bro. Like listening to that music, I was just like, yo, what is this? Like, what are they, like, what the fuck is this? I couldn't even, it was too much for me to handle. Like, damn near. I would just block in and just be in a room listening to this shit. Just, like, when I discovered they mixtapes, the Diplomats Volume 1 with the furs on the cover and all the way up to, like, Diplomats Volume 5, Volume 4, 3.
Watched the old Cam freestyle on BET today.
With the Counting the Money and shit.
Counting the Money, yeah.
Oh, my God, my nigga. Like, that, like, shit like that was just... It was like an overload because, like, until then, I didn't see rappers who reminded me, as far as, like, being super cool like that, like, dressing with the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they act. I didn't see rappers who looked like the people who I saw every day, you know, just out and about. Just like, oh, shit, the cars, the clothes, the money, the flashy lifestyle and shit. It was like, oh. And they really was rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like Dipset really... They left a mark on the culture that's so crazy that I don't think it'll ever be duplicated.
So for me, I'll say that the Locks is I mean, they got, like you said, they got the stamp from Big. Like I feel like the Locks are one of those groups. They both are groups that started an era. Right.
Yeah.
You know, the Locks is definitely no more shiny suits. Everybody just boots and jeans. You know what I'm saying? So that Jabot Jean era, that you know,
Tim's with the fucking Averex and Pellies and Vans.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like, you know, now me personally, I was, I, you know, and we was always rocking Tim's. I know a lot of people rocking Tim's, but just like that that extremely baggy jeans and basically mm-hmm. when, for lack of a better phrase, looking like you was about to go do something era, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's them. You know what I mean? Whether you feel they started it or whether they feel like they just contributed to it, like that was them. And then you had the, you know, that was the era. They were a part of that era that brought back or started the whole, yo, no more happy beats. You know what I mean? Like, yep. You know what I'm saying? Like no more happy beats. You know, they sparked Beans. You know what I mean? Yeah. Beans, you know, accredits Big for most of his stuff too. You know what I'm saying? But Lox is where he got a lot of his influence from.
Reason why I signed to the Rock, because I listened and I watched and I listened to the Lox, nigga.
Yeah. So that era, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Cam in them, right? Like you got Dipset. The Flash came back. You know, I always go on the record and saying people in Philly was already rocking pink. You know what I mean? I've been rocking pink since I was a little kid, dog. Like, but you know, Cam came out. They brought the colors. They brought the flag. They brought Harlem. They brought Harlem to the forefront.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And as a cat that went to school with a lot of people from all boroughs, I can tell you that, you know, that's Harlem. You know what I mean? At least the Harlem when I was growing up. I can't speak on Harlem now. You know what I mean? I'm not out in the mix like I used to be or whatever. But you know, that was Harlem, man. You know, they sparked the like Juelz was amazing at one point in time. He was the youngest and best thing in the game. Jimmy's music career was a little bit later, but Jimmy's producing videos and all type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and then Cam was Cam. You know what I mean? Like,
Cam
is one of the most underrated legendary hip hop artists of all time.
Yes.
I mean, Cam does not get enough flowers for being a top tier, one of the goats of a generation of hip hop, man. Yeah. These dudes, you know, Juelz sparked, and his transition sparked into featuring Lil Wayne. This is hip hop just being, you know, everything, man.
Yeah.
So
that nigga Juelz made Lot 29 cool, bro. Like I was in high school, like looking at, come on, you know what I mean? Like Juelz was like your cool. He was like the token, like cool older brother, older cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna dress fly, the girls like him. He's speaking that language. He gonna make the good songs. He could rap. He could do this. You know, he was really just like a star. You know what I mean? And just to go back a little bit, like they both have connections to Big because Cam was gonna, you know, Big was gonna sign Cam before he passed away, and you know, that's how he ended up getting the deal with Un, you know, and all of that. You know, and the rest of his career played out, you know, the way it played out, but they both have connections to Big. You know, it's all super legendary New York City shit. You know, it for me, if I had to pick who I think would win this type of setting, I'm gonna say Dipset, but not by like a large margin, right? Like I'm not gonna say that. Because there's a couple reasons why. One, when they start getting into their individual bag, Kiss has millions of joints that he can, you know, whatever, right? Whatever they get into, Kiss can do it. But he already played 20 of his best joints against Fab. So we already got 20 that's out the way that we cannot use if they start going in. Because I think that they're going to go individual at some point. They're going to go group joints. They're going to go individual. This is just what I'm assuming. I don't know anything. So when they start going into that bag, you have to put what? Like, it's going to be, if I had to say matchup-wise, which is not like basketball, but like Cam and Kiss, Styles and Jim.
So I wouldn't even put Cam versus Kiss.
Versus. Yeah, not even like versus, but just
I'm just talking about when they break it down. See, what I would do is,
okay, yeah,
I would go, they're going to go Cam. Wherever they go Cam, I want to come back with Styles.
Okay, okay. To combat the, okay, yeah. I got you. I get what you're saying.
You know, and I let Kiss go back and forth with Jim.
Yeah.
I would say Jewell's only because from the era of which I feel like they're gonna come from with the songs, Jewell's had the biggest songs.
Yeah. So Vance clearly goes to Jimmy.
And no disrespect to Sheik.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. But I think even he would agree that Jimmy had
6'2", 280, dog. He's a pit bull, dog. He's knocking you out, yo. He's just knocking you out with his hands.
That nigga Sheik said, "What you know about getting shot letting the drip dry?" So I don't want no problems with Sheik. The nigga said he was wearing a do-rag and he wasn't even trying to get waves. That's the illest shit ever. Shout out to Sheik. Shout out to D-Block. But I think that when it comes down to it, right, the wild card is going to be the Jewell's songs and the Sheik songs and, just depending on where they pick it. But I do think Dipset has the advantage in one of these areas. Jimmy, for anybody who knows his career, he's good at being the executive mind, right? He's an executive produced a lot of joints. He's overseen a lot of artists' career, whether he's gotten a credit for it or not. He's been an executive up at, Sony and, all these different labels. I think that Jim will already know going into it what he wants to play, when he wants to play it, and how he wants to structure, how this shit is going. Because that's what it's about, is what you play when you play it. The Locks have certain joints that you're just not going to beat. I'm sorry. When they play The Essence, which I think they will, from Alchemist, you're not going to beat that song. I'm sorry. Do not play your best shit against The Essence. It's going to lose. Treat this shit like Spades. Jerv know this. If you see the first card come out and you like, look, we not going to get that one. I'm going to put some bullshit out. Do not play your best shit to go against The Essence. You're not going to beat it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're not beating that song. Not to me, because Kiss verse on there is my second favorite rap verse of all time. Full disclosure, my favorite rap verse ever is Big on All About the Benjamins. It's the illest shit I ever heard in my life. I've never heard it be duplicated to this point. From his presence, the way he came on the joint, what he was saying is like niggas can't fuck with that. But Kiss verse is right there next to it. But when Dipset plays some shit like I Really Mean It or I'm Ready, or like shit like, bro. Niggas ain't gonna beat Dipset Anthem and Cam get into his bag 357, Jim get the Summer with Miami and Certified Gang, all that. Jewell's come with the mic check shit and it's gonna get ugly. The Locks got some shit. Styles got Holiday and
that's one of my favorite songs.
It's the hardest rap song. It's the hardest rap song ever, bar for bar. Pound for pound, if you break that song down line for line, I don't think you can find me a harder song substance-wise. Like, when you listen to what he's actually saying, I'm not even going to quote it. I can't quote it. Just go listen to it and you will see. I'm not quoting that shit. I can't do it. But listen to that song, dog. It's one of the hardest songs ever. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if they're going to be able to play it. I just thought about what he was saying on there. There's no way they're not going to be the player.
I'm telling you right now, dog. As soon as we done this podcast, I'm fucking playing Holiday, dog.
You got to, dog.
To that shit, dog.
You got to, bro. It's the illest. Like, it's so ill, man. It's one of the illest songs ever made, dog. You know what I mean? But again, man, as far as like the – you can see just how excited we are just like at the thought of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're about, just about, a week away from it? A week and some change or whatever away from getting this. It's going to be legendary, man. And like Jerv said earlier, the promo was top notch. I just saw a video earlier of Styles and Kiss out in Harlem where Styles was like tapping his foot.
Trying
like
to be the weatherman.
He said, hey, I can't get my foot to tap that fast, man. And Kiss was doing it. Kiss put himself on the camera like, yo, we out here in the corner of Harlem. Jim is talking his shit and it's all in fun. Because I know a lot of like the youngins out there, you see people go back and forth on Instagram and you think that it's something and these blog sites report shit as beef or drama. It's all love between them. These guys wish each other happy birthday. They hang out with each other. They kick it. They talk shit. These are just hood dudes talking shit to each other, doing the best job of promotion ever.
You know what? Let me break it down just real quick because I know we about to move on, but let me just say just like this. This is what joking used to be. Nobody's catching feelings. Nobody's doing any of that stuff. See, back in my day,
right? No, am I saying that Maury's day? But back in my day, right? There was this thing we used to do back in the day. It was called, we used to bust on each other, right? And what we used to do is we would go about our day all day. We do our stuff. And then at the end of the night, we would all gather up together on the corner, hang out. Yeah. And we would just do this thing called tell jokes about each other, right?
Yeah.
And that's all that's happening right there.
All they used to kick that off is, look at this nigga. That's all it took was one of them. Look at this
sometimes,
nigga with these,
Sometimes you get got, right? Sometimes you get got, right? But you know what happened?
Your day.
You woke up the next day and you dapped your homie up and y'all went about your day and you tried
and
to
y'all was
come
better
back
friends
better
because of it. Fuck just dapping up. Y'all was better friends because of it. Cause it's like, nigga, we just bonded. Nigga, like we just did that for real. Jerry talking some real shit right now, man.
Shout out to the guys, shout out to Poops, shout out to the whole Locks crew, shout out to Dipset.
Yes.
Shout out to I haven't heard who the DJs are gonna be. But I'm sure they're gonna be some fucking fire DJs from our era. Shout out to them all, man. Shout out to everybody shout out to Swiss, shout out to Tim, shout out to everybody that made this one happen. Thank you. This is for me.
Absolutely.
This is for us. You know what I'm saying? Yes, this is man. For the culture. Oh. This is for this podcast, right? This is what this podcast was made for, events like this, bro. So listen, you know, my man Mari said he's gonna be doing the live.
Come fuck with us, live. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come fuck
listen,
with us if you
I'll definitely pop up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And definitely get some feedback on what's going on.
Yeah, if for anybody, man, you know, again, if you're not following Bomb Podcast, you know, what the fuck are you waiting for, first of all? But second, if you want to come through, man, like I said, I'm going to score it each round just on some fun shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, just hanging out, having fun. You know, if you guys want to come through and hang out, you know, I at least owe it to y'all to score it just so I can see, you know, how it's going to go down and shit. Don't let the way I'm dressed fool you into thinking that I'm biased, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to show up with some, you know what I mean? You're going to see exactly what side of the fence I'm on, but I promise to be unbiased as I can, you know what I mean, going into this battle, man, because it's two groups that I love, you know what I mean? I love these groups a lot, bro. Like, it's, you know, it's such a major part of me coming up, and then, you know, even now, you know what I mean? But, August 3rd, dog, come fuck with us, man.
You know what I hate? After a long day of work, dealing with people, being stressed, got to figure out what to eat that night. I don't feel like cooking, but I don't want to eat something that's bad for me like junk food. I want something healthy. I want to eat something that tastes good, and I don't want to work too hard or pay too much to do it. Well, guess what? What you really want, if you're like me, is Freshly. That's right. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, especially right now. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. All you got to do is visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. I love the chicken pesto bowl! Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. Now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. Stop searching the internet for healthy food near me every night and start living life Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. With new meals added each week, Freshly brings the convenience of chef-made, nutritionist-designed classics right to your kitchen. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/BOM. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/BOM for $40 off your first two orders. That's freshly.com/BOM for $40 off your first two orders. Do yourself a favor. Get Freshly.
I want to ask you this. I thought about this because I heard a bar from Peasy. Shout out to Peasy. Shout out to the city. You know, the city wins again, man. And he was talking about having internet in his refrigerator, right? And I was just like, whoo, nigga, shit. Like, damn, P, like, calm down, man. Like, I'm, damn, you know what I mean? I ain't even get paid this week yet. Nigga, you took my internet in the fridge. Like, just relax, my nigga. You know, you be floating. So I want to ask you this. What do you think would be a, if you know, whatever, right? What do you think would be a wilder sell? Telling your younger self what it's like in, you know, the past you and from the 90s, what the technology is like in the future, or trying to convince a kid these days of what it was like for us coming up before, like, the internet and before all of the shit they have. What do you think sounds wilder to you? Like, think of all the examples that you got right now.
This is sweet. This is easy, bro. Hands down, it's the easiest answer ever. it's telling my younger self what technology is going to be today. Because I remember distinctly back when we just had flip phones, or we just had pagers or whatever. And people was going around talking about they were selling video phones, right? Yeah. And I was just like, yo, get the out of here, yo. A video nigga, phone. Lil
Flip, not to cut you off, Lil Flip had a bar one time, but a nigga said, and when people call, you can see their picture. And I'm like, see their picture.
Exactly, like, okay. God. Like, so I know it would be a harder sell for me telling me my younger self what I'm gonna have access to when I got you know, when I got older, right?
Yeah.
And I know it's a hard sell telling the youth today what it was like for us, but it's always believable because, you know, we all know that there was a time when things didn't exist, but we all don't know what the future has for us, right? Yeah, so telling us what's going to be like in the future is always a tough sell because it's just like we can't see it. But if we know that things weren't this way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, just think about it. Like, my parents were trying to tell me what an 8-track was and all that.
Yeah,
right?
You're like, what the hard fuck? Yeah. Like,
what you mean? You couldn't skip you couldn't fast forward a song, right?
Shit had to be now, perfect, nigga. This shit had to be classics.
Dad, what you mean you can't play this song because you ain't got the CD? Just type it in your phone. Like, hook your phone up, right? So it definitely would be telling my younger self.
Yeah. I asked that question because I remember a while back I was talking to this young boy, man. It was like at my old job and shit, right? We was out at this little site, whatever. And we was talking about basketball. We started talking about, you know, I think he was like, you know, he young. He was like a fan of the Heat, you know, of course. Like, who wasn't? Which one of the young kids wasn't a fan of the Heat when, like, LeBron was on there and all that, right? So this is, you know, when they had Ray Allen. And we was talking. And I was like, yeah, man. I said, yeah, Ray Allen. I said, man, he used to be, you know, I said, how you see, you know, these dudes dunking and all that. I said, man, Ray Allen used to be shitting on nigga. He was like, what? He was like, man, hell no. Like, I'm talking about he was flat out, like, arguing me up and down. Like, man, hell no. Ray Allen ain't never. I said, nigga, what? Yeah, and Ray I had to remember, go, man. Ray Allen used to
cats, yo.
Dog.
He wasn't just always a 3-point shooter, though.
He really wasn't. Wolf on he was not no finesse guy. He was bop 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 dunk on you.
It's like that Joe Buttons bar when he was coming at Hove, when he was talking about he said when he was talking about nobody we talk about Mike being great, but nobody remembers, and they just remember when AI crossed him.
Yeah,
or whatever.
When AI crossed him, like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
whatever that bar is, or whatever. Like, that's what it is.
I know, dude. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, but I was trying to, I was in my head, I was like, damn, he really, after a certain point, after I started getting out of my, like, nigga, what? Like, oh, you trip. I was like, oh, he really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is like something like years ago, but it just remains on my mind because I'll have conversations with my young dogs at work. And I'll be telling them, like, yeah, dog, I remember I used to have to, like, burn the CD and put blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, what? Like, you used to do what? And I'm like, nigga, you ain't never. And I had to think these kids is 20. You know what I'm saying? These kids is 21, dog. Like, I can't. What type of, you know what I mean? They don't know. They really don't know. And it's like, they like, nah, ain't no way. Like, you used to have to, what? You used to get on the internet by Yeah, nigga, if somebody in the house was on the phone, you couldn't get on the internet that night. Like, you had to wait. Like, you had to really wait. I don't give a fuck what you had to download or, you know, whatever. It used to take me, dog, right now, I can download an album before we intro the pod, an album we download, a full album, full-length double disc album we downloaded. Before, you used to have to leave your computer on overnight, wake up periodically when you got to use the bathroom or something, 2 or 3 in the morning, move your mouse and make sure that the progress ain't get paused or nothing happening.
Make sure that progress ain't get paused, bro.
Yeah, you feel me? So imagine me telling a kid right now, like, you had to check, and they'd be like, what the? They look at me like I had 3 heads. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
these kids can't handle when you got to refresh the screen.
Nigga, they can't handle when a call don't go through the first time or when the browser say something and they like, oh, shit, this shit taking forever. Like, forever? Nigga, this shit took 30 seconds. This shit used to take a day of school for this shit to download. I come home and be like, download failed. I'm like, fuck, man, I was waiting
and you had to make sure it was the right one. You could always download that joint and it'd be some bullshit.
Nigga, you download the 50 Cent shit and you get it. It's some, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, what is this? What the fuck? What tape is this? It's somebody else shit. It's somebody who don't even know who they is. It's a rapper. They put their own music up there. Then you like, damn, man, I gotta delete this shit. I'll find another one. And then sometimes you'll get lucky and then play a preview of it. Like, while it's downloading, I know Kazai used to do this. If it downloaded a certain percentage of it, you could click it and it'll play like a preview of it. But you used to always have to be careful of the ones that downloaded too quick. If it downloaded too quick, it was some bullshit. 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, fuck it. It was always some bullshit. But I think I would be probably inclined to agree with that, because if I told my younger self opening up the refrigerator, I would have the internet inside of it one day, I would be like, first of all, nigga, what the fuck is the internet? Second, how am I gonna get the internet in the, like, what are you even talking about? So when I heard that PZ bar, it made me think about it. That question popped into my head immediately, because I'm like, damn, imagine telling one of them niggas from like back in the day, imagine telling a nigga from like the Cool Herc era, Rakim era, like, hey, nigga, one day you gonna have an internet in your refrigerator. They probably would have been like, this nigga's an alien. Like, what the fuck is he talking some dumb shit? Like, get this nigga out of here. Like,
they gonna say, internet? What the hell are you talking about,
dog? What are you talking about? Yeah, what you mean, nigga? But yeah, man, I just thought that was a funny question, man. If you guys got any, you know, examples like that, or something that you try to convince a younger person of, or something you think you would be able to tell your younger self and be like, you know, blow your mind, like, damn, this shit gonna be, we gonna have what? We gonna be able to
blow your mind. Like, excellent Styles P song too, though.
Yeah. absolutely. Yeah, man. But hey, look, man, like we said at the top of this shit, man, we gonna get better at, you know, at communicating. Jerv is gonna get that surgery for sure. The hairline surgery he said he was going to get.
And Mari will do a better job of keeping his word when he tell me he's going to hit me and tell me.
Allegedly. This allegedly happened. But it's another episode of Rap Names Podcast, man. You catch us every single Sunday. Moving forward, follow Bomb Podcast at BOMM Podcast. Look out for the OG show, Crazy Sexy Cool. All the shit, man. Centerfold, Woke Bros, Growing Up the Same, Kicks and Shit, everything. You know, subscribe, rate, review. We out, man.